flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a Mexican restaurant chain in Pennsylvania called Nido Burrito.
Which is the greatest name. How has this not become like a full-on chain?
I'm obsessed with it. And they're getting some free publicity right now. However, they did not necessarily ask for this kind of publicity. Not even sure they want it. Someone was experimenting with AI and made an unofficial ad for them that's basically half commercial, half horror movie.
Yeah, but you say like that. Maybe they don't want it because it has a lot of really intense images in it. But I feel like they're going to get a whole new slew of customers because of how insane this video is.
Artificial intelligence can do it all.
This might be one of the few times where I'm really a fan of artificial intelligence.
It's so weird. The video incorporates skeletons, snakes, worms, maggots.
Hot emo-looking devil girls.
What up?
Right?
Yeah.
Who's licking a
She's
burrito.
She's licking the burrito.
She's licking the burrito. She's giving that burrito a good time.
Yeah, she is.
And she looks like she knows what she's doing, even in the artificial intelligence world. Here is the song, though, that goes along with it that AI made for Nido Burrito.
Nido Burrito. Not so late as you eat it right. Nido Burrito.
Kevin Deers will actually be playing this on Metal Shop tomorrow night at 10 p.m.
If he wasn't, he better. I love the part. It's like, yeah, any meat you want, just not human meat. But cow meat's fine. The video is insane. And if you just look up rejected burrito restaurant AI commercial, it's got like this demonic looking dudes with face tattoos and these skeletons that are like a mariachi band.
And even the avocados have pentagrams carved into them.
Yes.
It's odd, but it's kind of funny.
Like, I can understand if you're a family establishment, this is probably not what you want out there to promote your business. But I definitely want to try a Nido Burrito now.
The Nido Burrito commercial creator said, to be clear, the burrito restaurant never asked or wanted an AI commercial, and I did not intend for it to turn out so offensive. They are actually a very nice family restaurant with typical burritos on par with Chipotle, and the imagery shown does not reflect the values of the owners, employees, or the brand itself.
Well, that was nice of the person.
It's like, hey guys, sorry.
This is the most metal commercial I've ever seen,
though. Okay, looking at this commercial and the girls involved in the commercial, can somebody please make us a Daily Mix commercial in the same vein? I want to see these girls promote our show.
With their tongues?
Yes!
Okay.
Well, we know what Danny's fantasy is this weekend.
I mean,
how do you even get this made? Like, I've gone on some different AI software on like these like different phone apps and things, and nothing comes out nearly as cool as this.
No, it's pretty rad. 206-803-ROCK. Please feel free to call us at any point during the show. Speaking of food.
Okay.
There is a new poll that found out that the average American is spending over $2,500 a year on restaurant food.
Mainly at Nido Burrito.
That's where I'm spending my money. That's over $200 a month. And
that sounds about right.
For some people, you like to try to save a little money and maybe order off the kids' menu. But a lot of places don't let you do that.
Oh, so you want to go there as
an adult.
A 30-something-year-old adult and say, hey, I want the dino nuggets or whatever the whatever the kids' menu thing
grilled
is.
Cheese. Yeah. Well, 77% of adults think that they should be allowed to order off of the kids' menu without having to have a child present.
Oh. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Some places allow it, some places don't.
I would like to ask the person who says no to it and say, what's the issue? Well, you're not a kid. I'm like, okay, but if I had a kid here, you would have no problem giving me this food. It's the same portion. I'm not asking for an adult-sized version of this kid's meal. I just want the kid's meal.
Do you?
I probably wouldn't get into an argument with this because I just pick my battles. I'm like, this isn't worth an argument. But in my head, I'd be thinking, you're really being a, okay, rule stickler. I'm sorry, I'm not a child.
Just because it's a child's price point.
Well, I think about because we go to one place and we love their food, but they make the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich that we get for Tatum there.
At a restaurant?
Yes. Shout out to Farm 12 in Puyallup. Their peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I believe it's on the kids' menu, is on a whole other level. And I'm always so happy because Tatum doesn't ever finish it, so I get to enjoy the rest of it. And I'm like, one of these times I'm just going to go there and order the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And see if you can actually get it.
I feel like they'll let it happen.
Because apparently, 21% of us have tried to order off the kids' menu, and a third of those people said they have been rejected at least once.
This is the way you do it. My husband...
Okay, Sarah has a way.
Well, my husband has a way. Because, you know, my husband likes to eat, but he also likes chicken nuggets or just like plain noodles or a plain little pizza.
Is he a noodles and butter kind of guy?
Oh, yeah.
See, I knew I loved George for many reasons. And this might be the one on top of that list.
Yeah, he's cool with just pasta and just throw a little parm on it. You know, like he's fine. But he will order a regular meal... And then he will order off the kids' menu. And usually they're cool with that because they're like, okay, you're getting a normal size meal and paying.
Wait, they make it a point to say, we're going to make this happen because you're getting an adult meal as well?
Yes, yes. If he just wanted the kids' menu, they wouldn't allow it.
But I'm still going to tip the person fine. But in my back of my mind, I'm like, this is going to affect your tip that you need to tell me that. Like, okay, thank you, martyr waiter. thank you so much for letting me know you're letting this slide because... I'm buying an adult meal too.
But is that better than them not letting it slide and then being like, no, you still can't do that?
No, I say if you say no, I'm just like, why do you care? Why are you fighting me over
the
this?
Money.
Yeah, the money. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Okay, now next question. Do you think that this could possibly work? What if you order the kids' meal to go?
Oh, so it's for my kid that we left at home?
Yeah.
Unsupervised?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend
do you think
does
that'll
that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
During COVID a lot.
We're going to try it.
Yep.
So he said that you should be able to order up the kids' menu anywhere. Think about it like this. Anyone can get a Happy Meal at any time, right?
That's a very solid point.
And a lot of people are confirming. Farm 12 is amazing. Farm 12 is incredible.
Wow.
Obviously, you've never been there. It's not like you end up in Puyallup very often.
Well, you haven't invited me.
Well, come to Puyallup. Let's all go to Farm 12.
Okay, I'm in.
We got to get there early, though, because that place gets packed.
Like, is it a place where it... It has like a line out the door and you got to put your phone number down and all that kind of
100%.
Thing? 100%. Wow.
Like if you get there, especially on the weekends, like there's like sometimes several hour waits.
So aside from the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, what else are they known for? What else is a specialty?
Well, because they have their own farm and everything is just fresh food.
Are there cows?
No, just like that, maybe somewhere. I haven't seen them, but like lots of like vegetables. They're growing and things along those lines. But everything is very fresh and just delicious. I had like some... curry bowl thing that they made that was just next level.
Nice. Is the farm like...
And they use like a homemade rice cake that they put in the curry bowl. So as it's sitting there and it's saturating, it stops being like a hard rice cake and actually becomes like a soggy rice thing. And it's awesome.
I'm getting really
I know
hungry.
I'm not doing a good job selling it, but it's delicious.
No, you are. I'm getting hungry right now.
Yeah, this place is phenomenal.